the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Dear listeners, in the previous episodes, we were discussing the different objectives of the ethical instructions mentioned in the supplications. We said the practical and ethical instructions mentioned in the supplications, those are not deniable. And this is specifically true about the case of Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah. And we said one of the factors which led to these instructions in the language of supplication was the specific situation of Imam alayhi salam in that time, and the fact that in that time there was no reliable narrator at the side of this Imam. So those narrators might have been present, but they did not dare to communicate with Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So that is why Imam alayhi salam tried to educate some students using the formation of supplication and dua. One of the things Imam Sajjad alayhi salam teaches us is that he teaches us how to treat others, and he talks about the rights of the neighbors. For example, in the 26th supplication of Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, وَتَوَلَّنِي فِي جِيرَانِي وَمَوَالِيَّ الْعَارِفِينَ بِحَقِّنَا وَوَفِّقْهُمْ لِإِقَامَةِ سُنَّتِكَ وَالْأَخْذِ بِمَحَاسِنِ أَدَبِكَ. And Imam says, asking God earnestly, O Allah, guide me to be good towards my neighbors and followers who have acknowledged our right. الْعَارِفِينَ بِحَقِّنَا. So this is only one important condition. Imam alayhi salam is praying for those who have known and recognized their rights. And then he continues, وَوَفِّقْهُمْ لِإِقَامَةِ سُنَّتِكَ. Guide them to keep your religion, to follow your morals in being kind to the needy. فِي إِرْفَاقِ ضَعِيفِهِمْ وَسَدِّ خَلَّتِهِمْ. In reforming their defects, in visiting the sick. وَعِيَادَةِ مَرِيضِهِمْ وَهِدَايَةِ مُسْتَرْشِدِيهِمْ. And guiding the seekers of guidance, in advising the consultees, welcoming the comers and preserving their secrets, covering their defects and supporting the wronged. These are all the things Imam Sajjad alayhi salam asks from the Almighty Allah, and actually is teaching us as those ones who are reciting these supplications that these are the rights we need to be careful about regarding our jiran, regarding our neighbors. So it is observed that in all of these constructive pieces of advice, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has great positive feelings towards the neighbors.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, as we said, Imam Sajjad has mentioned different things educating people in the formation of supplication, and the rights of the neighbors is one of them, and treating the others is completely discussed in the 26th supplication of Sahifatul Sajjadiyya. One of the parts of this 26th supplication is in which Imam alayhi salam talks about husn al-dhan. Imam says, وَأَسْتَعْمِلُ حُسْنَ الظَّنِّ فِي كَافَتِهِمْ. O Allah, make me trust in them all and be pious to them. وَأَتَوَلَّ بِالْبِرِّ عَامَّتَهُمْ وَأَغُضَّ بَصَرِي عَنْهُمْ عِفَّةِ وَأَلِينُ جَانِبِي لَهُمْ تَوَاضُعًا. Imam asked the Almighty Allah to help him be pious to them, to lower his eyes continently, to be humble to them, to be kind and merciful to the afflicted ones, and to love them truly. So, in all these constructive pieces, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us to have positive feelings towards the neighbors. And we should know that according to the Islamic code, until 40 houses on each side of one's house are considered as one's neighbors. And if these principles are carried out, we can imagine what utopias persons like Plato and Aristotle have had in their minds. So, under such conditions, the dominance of human ethics and principles will lead the society without interference of the governors. These ethical instructions are to secure the social justice. And of course, no government and governor is needed for controlling these things, because these are in the consciences of the people. So, they are charters for living peacefully, and for modifying behaviors and speeches, and of course for controlling one's imaginations. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through